SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Experts say artificial intelligence continues to play a key role in this presidential campaign, even if the greatest fears of how it could threaten the election have not materialized, at least not yet. Fake AI-generated images are on the web, and officials say many of them are so absurd, even the most naive viewer might not take them seriously. President Biden urging Congress to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month.
With the clock ticking toward the fiscal year deadline at the end of September, the president weighed in on the need for a stopgap spending bill.
It's critical. And we have 10 days for Congress to pass a short-term funding bill.
Lawmakers are far from finishing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund federal agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a temporary measure to prevent a partial shutdown on October 1st. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says a Trump victory in November would lead European allies to spend more on their own defense.
They did spend more when Trump was president. Every president up until Biden has gone after the Western Europeans in particular to spend more money on defense. The difference is that Trump had real results.
The Israeli military says two Hezbollah leaders among those killed in an Israeli airstrike in a Beirut suburb. Lebanon raising the death toll now in that attack to at least 68. Officials say the strike destroyed a building where dozens of terrorist leaders were meeting. Arizona voters will decide whether illegal border crossing should be a state crime. Immigration consistently ranks as a top concern for voters in that state. Democrats agree the border is a concern, but they say the measure would encourage racial profiling. This is SRN News. Just who are the nuns?
They are the growing segment of the U.S. population that, when asked what their religious affiliation is, they answer none. The Public Religion Research Institute reports that they now represent 27% of America, but they're not mostly atheists. In fact, only 5% are atheists, another 5% are agnostics, and the rest of them, 17%, just say they are not followers of any particular faith. PRRI says they're most likely to live in the far west and are predominantly white, Democrat, and millennial. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris touting her support for the LGBT agenda, reminding voters in February of 2004, when she was San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, she officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in America. All same-sex marriages performed in that month, though, were later invalidated. This is SRN News. John Scott reports that a dormant nuclear power plant apparently will come alive.
The owner of the shuttered Three Mile Island plant plans to restart the reactor under a 20-year agreement that calls for tech giant Microsoft to buy the power to supply its data centers. The announcement by Constellation Energy comes 5 years after its then-parent company shut down the plant, saying it was losing money. The plant, located on an island in the Susquehanna River just outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It was the site of the nation's worst commercial nuclear power accident in 1979. Constellation hopes to bring the reactor online in 2028. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street yesterday ending the week on a mixed note. Dow Industrials gaining 38 points for the day. The S&P off 11. NASDAQ was down 65 points. More details at srnnews.com.